from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Doug Gooda with you as we get ready for the marquee matchup with Mike Gazelle and South Sioux City taking on Grand Island. Now, the records are not stellar, but because of South Sioux going down to Arizona and some of the Metro teams that they have played, they come in at 12-6, and they've got Gazelle and Growth. And on the other side, Grand Island, they set at 9-8 on the season after the loss last night at the hands of Lincoln North Star, 69-57. Should be a great basketball game tonight. I know the fans are here to see Mike Gazelle, and we've seen some great basketball already today here at the Heartland Events Center. Giltner defeated Overton. Northwest over St. Cecilia. Adams Central beat Pierce. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic by 1. Donovan Trumbull beat Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime. And Minden just took care of Gretna 55-35. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. We'll look at the starting lineups.
Most recommended, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for Grand Island Senior High, number 1, 6'3 senior, Sam Foltz. Number 2, 6' senior, Will Bombsberger. Number 3, 6'3 senior, Skyler Sullivan. Number 5, 6'8 senior, Nick Wenz. And number 11, 6'5 senior, Riker Fife. The head coach of the Grand Island Senior High Islanders is Jeff Hofelt, assisted by B.J. Blay, Scott Herkett, Dan Vale, John Alvarado, Kyle Carter, and John Anderson. Grand Island 9-8 on the season. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Cardinals of South Sioux City. Number 4, 6'3" senior, Colby Bausch. Number 10, 6'2" senior, Mike Gazelle. Number 22, 6'2" senior, Austin Groth. Number 44, 6'3" senior, Caden Moore. And number 55, 6'4" senior, Taylor Jensen. Head coach of the Cardinals is Terry Comstock, assisted by Russ Fucher, Jeff Jansen, Dave May, Mike Caldwell, and Cody Fisher. South Sioux City is 12-6. On the season. Who has South Sioux City lost to? Linmar, Iowa. Norfolk in the game of the year, 88-86. Beatrice, the number one team in B, got them by 3 points in the River Cities Conference Tournament Championship. And Omaha Gross knocked them off last night, 70-68. Plus, they went 2-2 at the Vista Mesa Basketball Challenge in Mesa, Arizona. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back to tip it off right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Events Center. The officials for this ball game, Jimmy Langan, Greg Harden, and Gary Pence. We're ready to get the Heartland Hoops Classic game number 7 underway here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terrier Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is won by South Sioux City. They take it to the rack and off the glass. It's going to be knocked in by Austin Groth. Boy, Gazelle tips center, even at 6-2, and jumps out of the gym to win the tip. Grand Island now with the basketball. Their first offensive possession of the basketball game is going to be stolen away by Gazelle. Gazelle goes to the other end. He's fouled. He scores. What a start here for South Sioux City. The foul will be on Will Bomsberger, it looks like. And a quick 4-0 lead here for South Sioux City. And Gazelle with his first bucket here at the Heartland Events Center. And Gazelle's free throw is on the way, and it is in. So it is 5-0 South Sioux City, and we have played 20 seconds. Grand Island has to hope here that they are able to just handle the basketball, get off to a decent start here. Riker, 5 with the basketball, double team, triple team. Ball knocked away by Gazelle. Gazelle to the other end. Gazelle to the rack. Gazelle scores. 7-0, South Sioux City, and Grand Island is going to call a timeout. Coach Jeff Hofeld got to settle his troops down. 7:22 to go in the first quarter. South Sioux 7, Grand Island nothing. We'll be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug Duda back here with you at the Heartland Events Center. I'm sure Coach Terry Comstock told his troops, get out and leave no doubt. And it is 7-0, 38 seconds into the game with two turnovers, two steals. Make it three off the press. Gazelle will kick it out on the wing. Groth for three. And he finally missed one after they hit their first three shots. And the ball knocked out of bounds, but we're going to get a foul called here on Grand Island. Or will it be the other way? Let's see. No, it's going to be on Taylor Jensen on South Sioux City, so first foul of the game there on South Sioux. Grand Island with the basketball, facing full court pressure, and they slip. Bomsberger able to save it, though. Gets it over to Riker, 5. 5 around the double team. Dumps it into the hands of Scatter Sullivan. Sullivan to the front court. Three-pointer on the right wing on the way. No good that time from Schutte. Rebound brought down. Gazelle's going to push the ball up the floor. Gazelle gets it down to Groth. Back out to Mike. Three-pointers there. Three-pointers on the way. Three-pointers good. Mike Gazelle, 10-0 South Sioux City. The ball gets knocked around here in Grand Island, trying to find a way to get it in. That last three, by the way, Bomsberger. And now Fife trying to get the defense off of him. He's going to be called for an offensive foul. First foul on Riker Fife. And it will be substitution time here for Coach Jeff Hofeld. He's going to bring in the big fella. Checking into the ball game, Rauch Rome, 6'4 senior. Inbound Groth, three-pointer off the inbound. It is no good that time. And the ball will be grabbed down by Sam Foltz. Foltz, long outlet pass the other end and overshot his teammate, Spencer Wickert, who just checked into the game. Four turnovers now for Grand Island here in the first half of play, first 90 seconds. Groth with an up-top Gazelle. Ball fake on Wickert, comes into the paint, gets fouled. Foul is going to be called on Nick Wentz. It's apparent right now that Grand Island is not used to the speed that South Sioux City is putting out there. And it just kind of opens your eyes as to how good South Sioux is. And if they're 12-6, Gazelle puts the free throw up, and it is good. Mike Gazelle, I'm already going to bring this stat out. If they blow Grand Island out, he won't be in the game long enough, but I think the most points ever scored in a Hoops Classic game is 37 back in the first year. Kid out of Palmer as the shot is up, and it is in by Gazelle. And on the inbounds, the Islanders will bring the basketball in. This time they do break the press. Getting it into the front court will be Spencer Wickert. Guarded out top there by Caden Moore. Pressure on, dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. So Grand Island with some trouble here early on, and they just need to settle down, find that first pass to make. Checking out Sam Foltz. And it'll be Cardinal basketball at midcourt. Get the ball into Sam Gazelle. Gazelle between the circles. They try to double-team him, put a little man-on-man and then shade him over. Gazelle back up Groth, long three. He's off the mark that time. Rebound fought for, put back up once. Jensen, no good. Second time he's fouled. So Taylor Jensen is going to go to the line here and shoot two. Again, the big story of the day, Tino Martinez wouldn't tell us on the Doug and Daddy show this week. He says he didn't have it signed. I believe you, buddy. But Oak Hill Academy coming in to play Omaha Central next year, and I'm guessing that won't be the 9 a.m. game. So that's next year for the 6th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. The foul was called on Grand Island's Riker Fife, his second. Jensen missed both free throws. The ball is slapped out of bounds, trying to clear it out. Caden Moore. Tino Martinez will join us at halftime here to talk about the day so far and about that big signing for next year. So he just was informed about how he's going to join us here at halftime. Glad to have you along with us, but South Sioux City has jumped out to a 12-0 lead here, and 10 of those points by Gazelle, and they force Grand Island into another turnover. Bringing the ball up the front court will be Bausch. Swings it over to Gazelle, trying to extend kind of a 1-3-1 zone with a special eye on Gazelle as they've changed it up. So Gazelle, seeing what's going on, slows it down, surveys, gets it to Groth. Groth comes into the little seam, puts the jumper up, no good. Rebound is brought down by Rahm. Rauch Rahm with the rebound into the front court. A three-pointer is on the way. Wickard, it will not go. Rebound brought down at the other end by Caden Moore. Moore, baseball pass into the front court. Groth kicks it back out to Bausch to Gazelle. Gazelle comes into the paint, around one, dishes it off to Jensen, who lays it up and in. 14-0, South Sioux, 3 minutes in. Fast break the other way, Grand Island's finally on the board with the layup by Spencer Wicker. So Grand Island finally breaks the ice here, and let's see if that can get them something going here, but they've got to find a way to stop South Sioux, slow them down, quit turning the ball over. As they get it to the high post to Caden Moore, back to Gazelle in the left-hand wing. Bausch fires the three. It's off the iron. Clanks off, no good. Rebound, Jensen puts it up. Can't get it to go. One more for Jensen. Puts it up, and he missed it again. Rebound brought down by Nick Wenz. Go to the other end, and the turnover made. Grand Island's trying to beat South Sioux back. They're just not quick enough. Gazelle draws the double team out to Groth. They just shoot as soon as they get a chance, and the three-pointer is up and in by Austin Groth. He's got 5, and Gazelle's got 10, and Jensen's got 2. 17-2, South Sioux. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Grand Island posts up down low, doesn't take the shot. They give it to Wickard. Wickard lays it up and in on the assist from Nick Wenz. Wenz was doubled down low, found the open man, and Grand Island able to get the bucket here. Grand Island had to think that this would be a good challenge for them, but they had hoped to get off to a better start here. Now they've got a long hill to climb, but again, South Sioux City's vulnerable, or they wouldn't have 6 losses on the year. As Gazelle has it at the free throw line, they leave him alone. He'll take the jumper, missed it in the lane from 8, and the rebound is yanked down underneath by Nick Wenz. Waits for a guard, gets it to Fife. Outlet pass into the front court to Wickard. Back out to Riker, 30 feet away from the hoop. Gazelle went for the steal, didn't get it. Driving in will be Bombsberger. Kicks it back to Fife. He'll pull up for the 3 and hit it. Riker, Fife with the first three-pointer of the ball game for Grand Island. 17-7 South Sioux. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Gazelle, what he's doing is he's drawing the double team and then he's passing it to whoever needs to be. Into Jensen, and reaching over the top to knock it away is Nick Wenz. Wenz is 6'8", so he's tall enough to reach over the top and bat it out of there. Substitutions coming in for both teams. South Sioux will bring in Austin Fritzen and Sky Aldrich. Aldrich gets the inbounds pass in the left-hand corner, leaves it out top for Groth. Gazelle still in there. And also into the ball game, Nate Rogers. Here's a 3, top of the key, and foul on the box out by Rauch Rome. His first 3 free throws coming up here for Mike Gazelle, who's already 3-for-3 at the line this year. He's averaging 26.5 points per basketball game. And he is 84% from the line, and he missed it. I've seen Riley Reinertsen, Connor Baronic, and now Mike Gazelle. And I think every time I mention how they're shooting 84%, clank. Second free throw, Gazelle up and in. And a third free throw coming up for Mike Gazelle. On the way, and it is in. So a dozen points here in the first quarter. And into the ball game for the Islanders is going to be Elijah Hunter. And the Islanders facing full court pressure again. Get the ball into Rahm. Rahm with a little bit of dribble. They double team him. Outlet pass. They've got some room here. If they can break the press, big collision. That's going to be a block on South Sioux as Foltz got tied up there with Nate Rogers. That'll be his first and the team's second. But that pressure in the backcourt is so good by the Cardinals that if the Islanders, the two or three times they've got through it, they've got to attack because South Sioux hustles back. Off the inbound, the Islanders have to throw it in the backcourt. This may get out of bounds, but it is run down by Hunter just before it does. Works one-on-one against Aldridge across the timeline. Swings it left side. Gazelle is there for another steal. Gives it off to Aldridge. Aldridge pulls up from six. No good. Growth tip. No good. Rebound brought down by number three, Skyler Sullivan. And the ball tipped away again. Another turnover. Uncontested layup. Aldridge, he'll put it up, and he'll put it in. Well, it is something to see here for South Sioux City. They're up 21-7. A team that actually hasn't put up a ton of high-scoring games this year. It's not like they average 90 points a game. That game against Norfolk was the best game in the state probably this year at 88-86. Norfolk did win it, though. Islanders with a basketball taken away, but then it falls into the hands of Skyler Sullivan, and he says thank you very much. He'll lay it up and in. First bucket for Sullivan. 21-9, South Sioux. As they work it around the perimeter, Aldridge for three. They are not hitting the three ball right now, or they'd have an even bigger lead as Sullivan will get the rebound. Here's Foltz for three. It's too strong, and they won't even grab it. It is interesting to listen to the South Sioux fans. South Sioux fans have been spoiled for, 20 years. Their girls' teams have been so great, and then kind of when the girls' teams took a step back from winning all the titles, the boys' team and Mike Gazelle comes along, and they look pretty darn good. So they've had a good run up in the northeastern corner of the state. Gazelle brings it across the timeline, gives it off to Colby Bausch. Bausch into the paint. There's Gazelle, kicks it back out. Tom DeMore is the starters, for the most part, are back in there with Austin Fritzen. Now here's a short jumper that hits the front of the rim. No good from Moore. Fight for the loose ball. It ends up in the hands of Fritzen. He has his shot blocked. Then it goes to Cade Moore, and Moore will put it up and in. Wen's got the block. It went to Moore. Now Hunter, coast to coast, lays it off for the layup. Sam Foltz. So Grand Island breaks the press and gets the bucket, but they have to do it off of the main bucket at the other end by South Sioux. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 23-11 Cardinals. With it is Bausch. Back up top, they'll go to Caden Moore. Bausch, long three on the way. It is no good. Another missed three. And Riker Fine comes out of there with a basketball for the Islanders. So from the beginning onslaught, which was 14-0, Grand Island has at least played a little even basketball here with the Cardinals. Since it was 14-0, they've actually outscored them 11-9. With it is Sullivan. Sullivan to the corner. Sullivan take it away. Gazelle grabs it, and then Gazelle, as he's headed up the floor, gets fouled. That is the 10th turnover for Grand Island, and South Sioux City has zero. The foul on Grand Island will be against Skyler Sullivan, his first, and it is the 6th team foul here on Grand Island. And one more chance here for the Cardinals to add to their score here. 15 seconds, Gazelle walks it across the timeline. Fife comes out to meet him. Bounce pass right side is kicked by Will Bombsberger. And the Cardinals will take it out right here by the scorer's table with Austin Groth. Out to Gazelle with 10. Gazelle guarded by Fife, one-on-one. Fife poked it away. Gazelle got it back. Crossover, pull up three. Gazelle, good. That's what the fans came to see. The second three for Gazelle, and that is the end of the first quarter. South Sioux City 26. Grand Island 11. We'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
A 15-point first quarter for Mike Gazelle, forcing 10 Grand Island turnovers, and South Sioux City leads it at the end of one, 26-11. Now, it was 14-0 to start the game, so at least the last 4 minutes have been played a little bit more even than the first 4 minutes, and Grand Island will get the ball to start the second quarter. Spencer Wickard has 4 points, and he leads the Islanders. 15 points, as we said, for Gazelle, obviously leading South Sioux City. Grand Island basketball here, trying to keep it going and then find a way to slow down the Cardinal. In the left-hand corner, Wickard. Spencer throws through the paint right side. The jumper is on the way. No good by Bombsberger. Offensive once, no good. Second time, Nick Wentz will put it up and in. So Nick Wentz gets it. I think the first attempted put back inside there was by Wickard. South Sioux gets it to Groth. Groth pulls up from 10 and hits it. 7 points now for Austin Groth. The pace is definitely way, way up there. The highest pace game so far of the day. Left-hand corner, Bombsberger. And again, Coach Hofeld told us halftime of the last game, this game can't be 70 or they will be in trouble. Three-pointer, though, is up. Oh, they're going to call it a two. Elijah Hunter had his foot on the line, but at least it went in for the Islander. And it's 28-15. And this pace is on way more than a 70-point pace for South Sioux. Skip pass over to the left-hand corner. They go to Colby Bausch. It's a matchup zone here so that they can keep an eye on where Gazelle is, but Gazelle's not even in there right now. And a steal is made. South Sioux's first turnover of the basketball game. Here comes Bombsberger, kicks it into the corner. Hunter hits another 19-footer. It's good. So Elijah Hunter has hit two buckets in a row with his toe on the line, and it is 28-17. South Sioux gets the ball up top. Gazelle is waiting to check in along with Sam Foltz. With it is Caden Moore. Left wing to Colby Bausch. Bausch will pull it out here against the 1-3-1 zone. High post, now they swing it out to Bausch. Groth is not going to handle the ball until now either. I was saying, where is it? He takes a fadeaway 17-footer and hits it. Can't defend that. Austin Groth, good defense by Grand Island. He just steps back and hits a fadeaway, and now Bosberger's trapped, double team. We're going to get a jump ball, or are we going to get a foul? Yeah, they're going to call the foul. The steal was made by Bausch. Then they went to the floor, and Bombsberger will be called for his second foul, and that is the seventh team foul. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1 here with Colby Bausch. Again, earlier today at the Heartland Hoops Classic, Overton falls to Giltner 43-41. Northwest beat St. Cecilia 55-38. Adams Central down Pierce 40-27. Sutton over Norfolk Catholic 53-52. And Donovan Trumbull in overtime beat Central Catholic 59-48. And then Gretna falls to Minden. Minden rolls in that one 55-35. As the free throw by Colby Bausch is up and in, his first point of the game. Second free throw on the way. It's good. 32-17. South Sioux City by 15. Handling the ball is Spencer Wickard. Gives it over to Riker. Five in the backcourt. Oh, he got his arm grabbed. They didn't call it by Taylor Jensen, the big fella in there. Into the front court, they get it. Low post, there's Wentz, puts it up and in. If they can get the ball into Nick Wentz, their 6'8 post player, they're going to have a ton of success. And they do there. He's got 4 points, 4 rebounds, a block. Now a three at the other end by Colby Bausch. It's up and in. 3 of 9 from downtown for South Sioux City. 5 straight for Bausch. 35-19, the lead 16, and a hand check foul going to be called here on South Sioux. It'll go against Nate Rogers, his second. It's just the third team foul on South Sioux. Grand Island is 1 of 4 from beyond the arc, by the way. South Sioux 2 of 9. Rebounds in that first quarter, 8-7 South Sioux. Wickard takes the inbounds. Pass Gazelle steals it away. He goes in, he lays it up, and he scores. Now, Sam Foltz made sure that he didn't have any ideas about dunking it here at the Heartland Events Center. He did hustle back, but Gazelle now with 17 here in the first half. Averaging 26.5. Long three on the way. Fultz can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Colby Bausch. If Grand Island could get some of those long-range bombs to go, they could hang in this one as Gazelle brings it down the lane. Then the one-hand runner is up, and it is in. 39-19, South Sioux is now up by 20 as they have put together another run, and Grand Island is going to call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout with 4:33 to go in the first half of play. South Sioux City 39, Grand Island 19. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
4:33 to go here in the first half at halftime. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with event organizer Tino Martinez about how the day's going and a big matchup next year announced today between Oak Hill Academy and Omaha Central, who right now are number 1 and 2 in the power points in the country. The Islanders turn it over on the inbounds play here. We'll give you the first half stats, recap what's happened today, try and get you some wrestling results. It's district day. As all those results are up, it's just a busy, busy day of high school athletics. Sub-districts begin Monday for the girls. Right now, 39-19, South Sioux City leading Grand Island with 4:20 to go here before halftime. Gazelle swings it over on the left wing to Bausch. Jumper on the way and good by Gazelle. 21 points for Mike Gazelle. 41-19, and South Sioux went on another little run here. Grand Island had cut it down to 13, but now it's up to 22, and another steal made. It's not Grand Island necessarily throwing it away or bouncing it off the foot. South Sioux just so quick. Groth for three. He kind of got fouled. It didn't matter. He hit it. Groth went down, but he still made the three. 44-19. Austin Groth would be the stud any other year. Turnaround jumper, Wickard. It spins out, no good. Rebound brought down by Groth. Gives it to Gazelle. Gazelle pushes up the right side, leaves it for Groth. Groth tries another three. It's off the front of the iron that time, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Wickard has it for the Islanders. And as he brings it up the floor, a foul will be called on South Sioux. Had two of the three whistles go off that time. Foul is on Austin Groth. That is his first and the fourth team foul. Substitutions coming into the ball game for both teams. Grand Island will bring in Rauch Rahm, and also they will bring in Bomkuth Luau to the ball game. Bomkuth came in, not Rauch. My apologies. Up the floor, Sam Fultz. Fultz, one-hand runner, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Skylar Sullivan. Gazelle flies through there and blocks it and finally gets it back and in. I believe that Luau scored the bucket that time. Made it 44-21. I was shaded by the ref there. Couldn't see it at the other end. Looks like South Sioux drops the ball out of bounds for just the second time in a game. 3:02 to go here before halftime. And it is 44-21. Grand Island trailing here to South Sioux, who's putting on a show for the fans. If you're going to drive that far, you just will play your best, and that's what South Sioux's doing right now. Riker Fife fakes the three, baseline's open, drives, puts it up, draws the foul, and it scores. Riker Fife with 5 points, Taylor Jensen with his second foul, and Fife will go to the line for the first free throw attempt of the game for Grand Island. South Sioux 6 of 8 at the line. In fact, they are 7 of 9 at the line, and Fife hits the free throw, so he's got 6 points. 44-24 with 2:48 to go here before halftime. Some national news we were alerted to, especially since we're a classic hit station. Whitney Houston passes away today at the age of 48 in pop music. So that's, I'm sure, all over the national news, as well as the three-pointer here by South Sioux City is no good. The rebound is brought down by Sam Fultz. Tries to get out of there and does. Up the floor he comes. They've got numbers. Fultz tries to leave it off inside for Luau, and it is kicked out of bounds by the South Sioux City Cardinals. And so Fultz will take it out underneath here for the Islanders. Looking, dumps it into the corner to Bombsberger. There's four players within about a foot of each other. They give it to Fife, and Fife had been kind of shoved out of bounds, and they threw it to him, and he wasn't back in yet. Turnover Grand Island, their 14th of the basketball game. Islanders, a team that don't turn the ball over quite that many times. 254, divide that by 17. Tino, how many is that? It's about too many, I would guess, as the three-pointer is on the way. It is no good. Rebound pulled down here by Sky Aldrich. Another shot by Groth, and this one is in. Groth hits the second one. Groth with 9 in the quarter, 14 in the ball game, and it is 46-24. South Sioux Islander Bombsberger drives into the paint, kicks it through the lane to Fultz. A little lazy pass there. The ball stolen away by Aldrich, and then he's fouled. Islanders just, again, have not been able to catch up to the speed here. Bombsberger's third foul. Eighth team foul, 1-1 at the other end. Hunter comes in for the Islanders. And checking out will be Sullivan and Bombsberger. So you have both Rahm and Luau in there, along with Riker Fife, Sam Fultz, and Elijah Hunter. At the line is Sky Aldrich to shoot the 1-1. Missed it. Rebound is brought down by Luau, his second. He finds Elijah Hunter to Riker Fife. Fife double-teamed in the backcourt, then picked his dribble up. Jump pass, tries to find somebody. There's Fultz. Fife to Fultz. Haven't seen that before, have we? Fultz gives it back to Riker against that overpowering defense. Pulls up for three. It will not go. Ball is tipped around, kept alive by Luau. Picked up by Fultz. Hunter gives it back over to Fife. Fife will attack the hoop. One-hander off the glass, won't go. Rebound put back up and in by the Islanders. And Luau with his second bucket. 46-26, three-pointer Gazelle. He missed it off the front of the rim, no good. Fife with the rebound, and here comes the pace of play back up again. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Sky Aldrich. His first of the team's sixth. Haven't really seen a team do defensively what the Cardinals are able to do here. I mean, Minden played so well against Gretna. We've seen Ravenna. We've seen Central Catholic's defense, Kearney Catholic's defense, so many good teams. You know, Sutton's got a great defense, but the way they're able to travel the backcourt, and again, on every pass, it's almost contested. Fultz trying to bring it up the floor, and catch it up from behind is Austin Fritzen to knock it away out of bounds. It will stay with the Islanders. They'll throw it in underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden in the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Colby Bausch comes back into the game here for South Sioux City, who jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Now lead it by 20. Again, on the big picture thing, since that 14-0, it's been fairly respectable. Fultz for three, can't get it to go. Defensive rebound is Sky Aldrich. And up the floor, here comes Aldrich, dishes it off to Gazelle. Picked up by Hunter. In the paint, wide open. Fritzen shoots, scores, and fouled. They lost Fritzen. He could have taken an extra dribble and laid it up, but was already ready to take the turnaround jumper. And Austin with his first bucket of the ball game. And the foul on Bomkuth Luau. That'll be his first, and a chance for a three-point play here for South Sioux City, but the free throw is missed by Fritzen, and the rebound brought down by Rahm. Here come the Islanders to Fife. Scoop shot in the lane, no good. Tips it back in. Riker Fife tips in his own miss. 48-28, 30 seconds to go. Gazelle didn't look like he was going to back it out. Now he will with Hunter on him right in front of us, Mike Gazelle. Stutter dribble, five-second count is on. Now it's off. 20 seconds. Gazelle starts to put things in motion to Groth. Austin going to play baseball. And look how good a basketball player he is. We had Coach Comstock on the Doug and Daddy show yesterday. 5 seconds. Gazelle kicks it out of the wing. Bausch, long three at the horn, and it is good. And South Sioux City shooting lights out here in the first half. They put up 51 at the Heartland Events Center, and I'm guessing that's the biggest first half in the five-year history of the Heartland Hoops Classic. 51-28, South Sioux City leads Grand Island at the half, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Central Nebraska, business and residential, Ravenna Sanitation. It is South Sioux City 51 and Grand Island Senior High 28 here at the half. Mike Gazelle with 21 points, and we'll look at all that here in just a little bit. We are in the middle of game 7 out of 8, and we are pleased to be joined by the event's organizer, Tino Martinez. Tino, thanks for the time. Thanks for allowing us to do all the basketball games here again this year, and your impressions on where we're at so far.
Well, I think it's gone smooth. We've had some really good games throughout the day. The Sutton-Norfolk Catholic game had a great finish. Started off the day with Overton-Giltner, and it was a 1 or 2 point game, so... The games have gone pretty good, stayed on time for the most part, so pretty pleased with how it's gone.
This is the marquee matchup when you bring in Mike Gazelle. He's the top player here, even though there are other great players that have played here today, no doubt about it, starting with Drew Ott this morning. So how do you like what you see from that young man?
He's just a special player. You know, he does it so effortlessly. I think that's probably the biggest difference. You see a lot of good players, but Mike... He just does it with a little bit of effort, it looks like, and he's, from what I've talked to the coaches, just a better kid. So wish the best for him. Glad we had a chance to see him in person.
5 years now that this event has been going on. It's gaining its momentum. Is it where you had hoped it would be 5 years in?
Well, I mean, I'm happy with where it's at. You know, I didn't really have any expectations. We thought we'd give it a shot for 1 year. It kind of caught on. You know, it really hasn't exploded it by any means, but I mean, we're getting 3,500 people here today, and I think that tells us that we need to continue to try to do that, put good basketball on the floor. And for the most part, you know, we try to make sure that the student athletes get to play in such a – I mean, this is a beautiful place to play. And the coaches and the players enjoy it. So as long as they like it, we'll keep trying to put it together.
Well, in 2013 has already been over halfway planned, and you guys had the big announcement today for the folks that haven't heard yet. Omaha Central's coming in. You told us they would be, but it's not against just anybody.
Nope, we got Oak Hill Academy coming in. Oak Hill's, their history speaks for itself. You know, the players, the names that have come through their program are guys like Rajon Rondo and Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant, those type of people. So they're number one in the country right now. And Omaha Central was... Not only willing to, but they wanted to. I mean, they told me, you got to go out and get us a national opponent, so I started at the top.
And you just picked up the phone, called them, and what did it take to get them here?
Well, I mean, actually on the first phone call, they were interested from the word go. He told me what it would take, you know, financially and accommodations-wise, and I don't want to sound like it, money's not an object, but it was fairly easy to agree to. We put the thing together and we're able to get it signed and delivered yesterday. So we were able to put the announcement out today.
Well, that's outstanding, and it obviously will be the marquee matchup next year. And congratulations on that, first off. Sekhanov. Who are some of the other teams that have already agreed to play next year, and are there any other matchups that are already set?
Yeah, we got five games signed for tomorrow, or for next year, counting the Oak Hill Omaha Central game. We got High Plains going to play Heartland Lutheran. Then we got Hastings St. Cecilia is going to play Raymond Central. We have Kearney Catholic going to play Northwest. So that'll be a really good game, I think. And the final game we have is Donovan Trumbull versus Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. So we got, I like the shape of the way things shaping up already. High Plains is young and going to be really good the next couple of years. Obviously, Donovan Trumbull, everybody knows about Kearney Catholic. So I'm extremely excited about what we've put together so far and hope to fill the final three games in.
All right, we'll let you get back to relaxing a little bit. I know you guys had a game today that you wish you could have won against Donovan, but it was also exciting.
It was exciting. You know, hats off to Donovan. They hung tough, and we just couldn't get over the hump, but it was a good game.
Tino, thanks. We'll be back next year.
Thanks for everything, Doug.
That is Tino Martinez, event organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Halftime, South Sioux City 51, Grand Island 28. We'll give you the numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And we're back here, thanks to Merritt Lawson, our producer, back at the studio. Let's take a look at what we have here for Grand Island. Sam Fultz, 2 points, three rebounds. Skylar Sullivan, 2 points, three rebounds. Nick Wenz, 4 points, four rebounds, and one block shot. Riker Fife, 8 points, three rebounds. Elijah Hunter, 4 points. Spencer Wickert, 4 points, two rebounds. Rauch Rahm, a rebound. And also in the basketball game for Grand Island, Bomkuth Luau has 4 points and three rebounds. It's not a bad half for Grand Island except for the turnovers that they have had here today. They have 19 rebounds to go along with their 28 points. 28 rebounds, 28 points, 19 rebounds. They've only been to the line one time, one of one. They're one of seven from three-point land, but they have 15 turnovers. For South Sioux City, it is Colby Bausch with 8 points and one rebound. Mike Gazelle, 21 points, one rebound, and one block. Austin Fritzen, 2 points and a rebound. Austin Groth, 14 points, two rebounds. Sky Aldrich, 2 points, two rebounds. Caden Moore, 2 points and a rebound. Taylor Jensen, 2 points and four rebounds. There just haven't been many misses in this basketball game. At the half, 51 points. 12 rebounds at the free throw line, 7 of 11 from three-point land, 5 of 15 turnovers, 2 for South Sioux City. At the half, 51-28 Cardinals. We'll be back with more. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, there's still one game to go here at the Heartland Hoops Classic as Heartland Lutheran takes on SEM, and we'll have that for you next. at around 9:15 tonight. Again, in case you missed it earlier today, some great basketball games. And it started with the first one. Giltner held off Overton 43-41. Northwest beat St. Cecilia 55-38. Adams Central beat Pierce 40-27. Sutton came back to beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. Donovan Trumbull comes back to beat Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime, 59-48, and Minden defeats Gretna 55-35. It will be Grand Island basketball, or will it be South Sioux? It'll be South Sioux basketball to start the third quarter of play. Kearney High wins the A4 district today. Valentine won the C4 wrestling district, which was going on at Kearney Catholic. Amherst won the D3 district, which was going on at Elm Creek. The C3 district was won by Centennial today. Grand Island Central Catholic 4th, Wood River 5th. Right now, South Sioux Gazelle comes into the lane. This time, the one-hand floater will not go. Looks like Wins will get his 5th rebound. Fast break the other way. Double clutch. Sullivan up and in. Skyler with his 2nd bucket. It's 51-30. Grand Island Senior High is going to continue to try and push that ball up the floor. Gazelle gives it off for a 3-pointer, and it's off the mark for Jordan, or for Caden Moore, and it's going to go out of bounds to Grand Island. Again, South Sioux got 7 points in the first 38 seconds of the game, and that really kind of set the tone. Grand Island called timeout, and they couldn't do anything as Wickard, falling out of bounds there, will get it back to Bobsberger. It's tipped away from behind. Turnover number 16 for the Islanders. 4-on-3 the other way. Growth, stutter dribble, goes by Wickard. Then he gets his shot blocked by Wenz, but I think Wickard stayed with it and got the foul. And that is exactly the case. Spencer Wickert with his first personal foul. Bombsberger has 3. Fife has 2. For South Sioux City, Nate Rogers has 2. And at the line, Austin Groth to shoot 2. The first free throw is good. He's got 15 points here. Not to be overshadowed in the great start for Mike Gazelle. So they had 35 of the 51 of the first half. Bausch had 8. Second free throw is on the way, and it's sitting on a rim and in. So Groth hits them both. He's got 16 points. And on the inbounds, they call Grand Island for stepping over the end line. And so just about everything that Grand Island could do to get a turnover has happened so far in this basketball game. So Cardinal ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it out to Gazelle. Over to Groth. Blocking the three is Riker Fife. Fife read it all along. 4-on-1 the other way. Underneath, the layup is up and in for Will Bombsberger. Although Gazelle did try to block it, he couldn't catch up to it. The first bucket for Bombsberger, 53-32. South Sioux falls at the other end. Groth able to bowl it out over there to Gazelle. Skip pass left side to Bausch. His 3-pointer no good. And getting the long rebound is Spencer Wickert. Wickert waits for the traffic to go by. Now brings it into the front court. Off the pick. Takes it to the rack. Puts it up too strong. No good. Backside rebound to Bausch. Second for Colby. Into the front court. Groth already waiting. He walked with a basketball. He went for a spin move on Fife and thought there'd be some contact, and Fife had taken a half step back. That's just the 3rd turnover of the game for South Sioux City. And a timeout called here by the Cardinals. It'll be their first one of the game. 6:32 to go in the third quarter of play. South Sioux City 53, Senior High 32. We'll be right back.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
6:32 to go here in the third quarter of play. South Sioux City 53, Grand Island 32. Grand Island basketball after the South Sioux City timeout. And some contact on the inbound, trying to set a couple of screens. They'll get it to the big 6'8", Nick Wenz, the 6'8 senior. A lot of seniors on this Grand Island team. Do not have the amount of wins that they had hoped for here after a few injuries and not being healthy all year. 5 from 16. It's no good. Rebound. Tie up over the back. Foul on the Islanders as Gazelle grabs the loose ball. And he will be fouled. It's going to go on Skyler Sullivan. That'll be his 2nd and the team's 2nd. And South Sioux looks to throw it in with Mike Gazelle. Gets it over to Colby Bausch. Pausch heads the ball up the floor right side to Gazelle. Gazelle gets by one, gets by two, decides not to take the shot. Gives it to Bausch and gets it right back. Guarded there by Sullivan. Takes Sullivan to the rack. The shot is blocked by Nick Wenz, his second block, and it goes out of bounds. I don't think Jensen could get to it in time, and it'll be Grand Island basketball. So somebody actually got in the way of Mike Gazelle that time and blocked the shot. Nick Wenz gets the ball back for Grand Island. And here comes Sullivan. Long pass down to Fife. He overthrew him. The ball's loose. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Grand Island. And Gazelle was there again. Seems like they've got oxide, nitrous oxide in their shoes. They just burst of speeds are so quick. Throwing it in now will be Sam Foltz. Foltz throws it out to the hands of Will Bomsberger, guarded there by Colby Bausch. Crossover, gives it over to the left-hand corner for a three-point bucket. That is up and no good by Foltz. Rebound brought down by Caden Moore. Grand Island just 1 of 8 from downtown. 5 of 17 from South Sioux, so neither team is really tore up. As Moore forces his way in, shot's no good, but the offensive rebound for Taylor Jensen. And up the floor, here they come, Herkin. He'll put it up. He'll be drawing a charge. Tried to elevate over Groth, but fell forward into Austin. And the charging foul on Spencer Wickert, his second. And the team's third. Checking into the ball game, Nate Rogers. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Hastings. Trying to wipe the floor up here for just a little bit. Don't forget tomorrow here on Classic Hits, it is our annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We'll be bringing you all the action, all the coaches' interviews, all the state qualifiers from the listening area. As Fife tips the ball on the inbounds, Gazelle threw it in. Fife shows I can jump high, and he'll be fouled by Gazelle as he takes it to the hoop. So the foul on Mike Gazelle will be his first. He hasn't scored here in the second half, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, but he had 21 in the first half. And Riker Fife will go to the line where he is 1 of 1 and has 8 points. For the Islanders, he leads the team at 11.5 points a game, and he'll hit this free throw. 55-33. Second free throw now coming up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Caden Moore, and then trying to get it to Gazelle. They lose the ball out of bounds, so back-to-back turnovers for South Sioux City. And it will be Grand Island ball underneath their own hoop. A chance to maybe get a little something going here. Foltz looks backside. Wentz is covered. Kicks it in the left-hand corner to Bomsberger. Bomsberger kicks it out for a 3-5. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Nate Rogers. Could have got that lead inside 20, but will not go. Had some real good verticals in this game. Gazelle, 5, just 2 of them. Here's Groth, another one. Chuck pass back over to Gazelle in the right-hand corner. Now puts the ball on the floor, comes into the paint, and a foul before he made the bucket. One of those where he came off the high elbow right side, and as he turned down the lane, they shoved him. And the foul on Grand Island will go against Spencer Wickert, and that is his third. Into the ball game now for Grand Island will be Roush Rahm along with Elijah Hunter. Plenty of college basketball today. Creighton got upset again today as the shot's underway, no good. Rebound brought down by Caden Moore, another chance here. Shot underneath, no good again by South Sioux. And the board brought down by Nick Wenz. So both teams shot 50% or better in the first half. Not the case here in the second half. Fife with it against the man-to-man. His pass knocked away. South Sioux has, again, nobody that is huge, but they're all 6'3". And so that's why they can cover those passing lanes. Inbounds pass comes to Nick Wenz up at the top of the circle, just waiting to find a guard. Riker Fife will come and take it on the right wing. Riker draws the double team, and reaching in to commit the foul will be Caden Moore. Just kind of sticking the arm in there, hoping they can find a way to knock that out. And on that We've got substitutions coming in. Taylor Jensen and Sky Aldrich in for South Sioux City. And Grand Island will throw it in right in front of us here with Sam Foltz. They get it right back to Sam, into the corner to Hunter. Tries to get it to Sam, and Aldrich on the floor. Knocks the ball away. In other basketball action, men's side from earlier today, Syracuse beat Connecticut. Michigan State beat number 3 Ohio State, 58-48. Missouri beat Baylor, 72-57. Now Grand Island gets it over to Rahm. Rahm with a 10-footer, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it is off of Colby Bausch after Sam Foltz got up high, maybe tipped it off of him. North Carolina beat Virginia, 70-52. Seventh-ranked Florida upset by Tennessee, 75-70. Duke beat Maryland today by 18. Islander ball, toss it out towards midcourt to Rauch. Rahm. One dribble, draws the double team, gives it off to Fife, and Gazelle reached in and got him on the arm. Second foul on Mike Gazelle. Third team foul here on South Sioux City. And Foltz to throw it in again. Sam's got a big old Band-Aid on his elbow from early in the game, where he got cut up, but it looks like it wants to come off. Hunter with it on the right wing. Back out top to Fife. Riker holds the ball. Puts the ball on the floor. There's a little room. He'll come into the high post. Again, a lot of reaching by South Sioux. Leave it off there for Hunter. Back up top, Foltz. Swing it over to Rahm. Takes the three-pointer. It is good for Rauch Rahm. First three-pointer for Rahm. First bucket for Rahm. Now Fife is trying to put a lot of pressure on the backcourt. Deflects the ball out of bounds. And the Cardinals to throw it in. It's Sky Aldrich getting it into Groth. Double-teamed. South Sioux getting a little bit of its own medicine. Gets it to Aldrich. Gazelle is on the bench right now, so Grand Island attacks. Here's Bausch for three. It's too strong, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. South Sioux has only scored 4 points here in this third quarter of play. It was 51-28. Grand Island has scored 8, but they've gained a little ground. And it doesn't seem like Grand Island has done a whole lot different. It's just that South Sioux hasn't scored as much off creating turnovers. Grand Island has cut the turnovers down by quarter, but those 10 in the first quarter put them behind the 8-ball, 26-11. Two in the quarter for Grand Island, 3 turnovers in the quarter for South Sioux. Ball between the circles here for Bomsberger, gives it off to Foltz. Swings it over to Rahm. Into the corner, Bomsberger. Back up top, Foltz. They do not hold onto the ball very long. They know they can't against this extremely quick South Sioux defense. Rahm on the left side of the key, working on Gazelle, who's back in. Backs him down to the post. Turnaround jumper blocked out of bounds by Jensen. Taylor will tip it out of his hands and give another opportunity here for Grand Island underneath the hoop. And Foltz to throw it in. Finds it open, Hunter. Hunter from 18, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Gazelle. Just his third board of the game. Michael bring it up the floor, go behind the back on Bomsberger. Stop at the free throw line, give it off to Rogers for three, and it's good. And a timeout by South Sioux after Nate Rogers gets his first bucket of the basketball game. Your score, 58-36. South Sioux will be right back.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer engineer, Merritt Lawson, Doug Dudeback with you here at the Heartland Events Center. I want to thank Randy Bushcutter, Blaine Bulis, calling the games earlier today. And bringing you all 8 games again from the Heartland Hoops Classic, which we will continue to do as Grand Island will have the ball after that made 3-point bucket for South Sioux. Up 58-36, but only 7 points in the quarter here, and the Islanders will lose the ball out of bounds. Foltz tried to sell it that it was kicked out of bounds by South Sioux, but that was not the case. Third turnover of the quarter for Grand Island, and Aldrich will get it into Gazelle. Groth is in there along with Rogers and Jensen. Those are the 5 on the floor for the Cardinals. Trying to get Gazelle set up here. They have shut him down in the second half. Now a three on the way. Groth is off the mark. No good. Backside rebound to Rauch Rahm. Rahm going to bring it all the way down the floor. Take it in. Have it knocked out of his hands. And they're going to give him two shots. South Sioux fans don't like that. The foul's on Gazelle. His third. All three of Gazelle's fouls have been here in the third quarter. And they're going to give two free throws here to Rauch Rahm. First trip to the line for him. Grand Island's only been to the line two previous times. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. 4 points now for Rauch. 58-37. Caden Moore's going to come in, and Gazelle's actually going to come out with those three fouls. Don't usually see him get in foul trouble. But with the lead the way it is, he'll take a break for a while, and Rahm will hit them both. So 5 points for Rauch. 58-38, South Sioux City. Again, you can say South Sioux has backed it down a little bit since the start of this game, but they've been playing just as hard. And Grand Island, after falling behind 14-0, has kept it fairly even the rest of the way, only being outscored by six. And against the full court pressure, South Sioux breaks it. Groth swings it to the left-hand corner. Wide open is Bausch. His 12-footer, though, is too strong. Rebound brought down by Wickard. Outlet pass to Bosberger. Goes to Hunter. Bounce pass through the lane. Elijah didn't have a shot, so he's trying to get away from the double team. And the ball is punted straight up into the air by Colby Bausch. And on the kick, it'll be Islander basketball. You've got Hunter, Bosberger, Wickard to throw it in. Also on the floor, Rauch Rahm and Baumkuth Luau. The five on the floor. Now Riker Fife will come in. And setting down will be Rahm. And a hand check foul out front. The Cardinals maybe getting a tad tired here. Foul will be on Caden Moore, his second. That is the fifth foul. But four have been called on Grand Island, so it's not an overabundance. It's just that there weren't many on South Sioux in the first half. Ball comes into Bosberger here. The 5-5 gets tripped up. Got the ball back. Needs some help. Lobs it all the way down to Wickard. He's got a 2-on-1, and Spencer will lay it up and lay it in. 6 points here, and we've got a player down for South Sioux. Getting tangled up at the other end is Caden Moore. Looks like he just maybe stepped on something as he limps over to the sideline, and the training staff will get right after it here. They immediately go to the ankle. See if it's okay. He does have a little brace on that ankle, it looks like. 58-40. South Sioux to get it in. Long pass up the floor. There's nobody there, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was not touched. That's a South Sioux turnover. And Grand Island will take over underneath their own hoop. So slowly but surely, the Islanders are closing the gap in this basketball game. Riker Fife to throw it in. They just were not expecting the speed of the game early on. Throw it into Hunter, to Bosberger on the high post to Fife. Fife tries to make some room, turnaround jumper, and he's bailed out on the foul. Colby Bausch didn't like it, and he says something. That'll be the first foul on Bausch, and Riker Fife will go to the line and shoot two. He is 2 of 3 at the line, 9 points. And Fife puts the first one up, and it is in. 58-41. We had the pleasure of Riker making his college decision on our Doug and Daddy show a couple of weeks ago. Appreciate his time. And he's going to try and take snaps at the University of Nebraska. Second free throw on the way, and that's too strong. Rebound hauled down by Nate Rogers, his second board. Outlet pass into the front court to Sky Aldridge. Aldridge will back it out. Still got your man Gazelle on the bench. They'll bounce it down low to Jensen. Jensen attacks with the left hand and scores. 60-41, South Sioux. 1:30 to go here, third quarter. Again, South Sioux just 9 points here in the quarter. They had 51 in the first half. Fife dribbles into the double team, kicks it back out to Wickard. Spencer gives it off to Bosberger. Well on the left wing, guarded there by Bausch. Looking for some help. Clears out for 5 second count. Then a crossover, and we've got a foul called on South Sioux. On the switch, it's going to be on Taylor Jensen, his third, but that will put Grand Island into the 1-1 with over a minute to go here in the third quarter. That is the seventh foul of the quarter, so Again, pretty handsy here. Jensen's going to check out. And into the ball game is Mike Offerman for the first time. And Will Bonsberger will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. This is his first free throw attempt. He has one bucket in the game. And we have a delay here for some reason. But now the ball is put in play, and Bonsberger, the lefty, puts it up. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sal Sioux and Nate Rogers. Rogers gets it out of the right wing to Offerman, who gives it up there to Nate Rogers. Down low, they try to force it, and five steps in front, makes the steal. And as Riker comes up the floor, trying to punch it away from behind. And the foul is on Offerman, his first, and we got another 1-1. Looks like there must be some words coming from the South Sioux City bench, not from head coach Terry Comstock, from one of the many assistants, because the official looked over there. He went there after the last foul, and he looks over there this time. Free throw is up and in by Riker Fife. He'll get the bonus. 60-42, second free throw on the way. It's good. 60-43. So as good as South Sioux looked in the first half, they have really shown a different side here, and Gazelle's been on the bench for a couple of minutes with that third foul. Offerman gives it to Groth. Groth has an open look from 15, but it will not go. Shot's a little flat. Rebound brought down by Skyler Sullivan, trying to get out of that double team. There's a lot of grabbing going on, and they're just going to call the foul. And this one is on Colby Bausch, his second. Nine fouls in the quarter on South Sioux. They were just quicker to the spot in the first half. That's not the case here in the second half. And now it's Skyler Sullivan to the line to shoot a 1-1. They need the free throws. It's up and it's in. So Sullivan gets the front end of the 1-1. They are a 67.5% free throw shooting team on the year. Although there are no stellar free throw shooters on the team, they're all right around 68, 69, 67%. Excuse me, they shoot 59. The opponent shoots 67. Okay. So that's not where they want to be, 59% shooting team. But they hit them both here with Skyler Sullivan. And 6 points now for Skyler. 60-45, and this is as close as it's been since in the second quarter. It was 51-28 at half, a 23-point lead. And Gazelle comes back into the game to try and get something going here for what might be the last possession of the quarter. Gives it to Groth. Groth gets into the front court here. Austin hands the basketball off to Offerman. He's at the center circle, gets it to Gazelle. Guarded by Fife. Riker will give him a little bit of room with 25 seconds. Gazelle checks with the sideline and Coach Terry Comstock. Crossover now takes Fife, gets by him, takes it to the hoop. Hits the rim on the way up. It's no good. Fife for the ball. It's out of bounds. And it is going to belong to Grand Island. And Coach Comstock down the line, he thought that Gazelle got fouled. Ball will be Grand Island's with 14 seconds. And the ball dribbled off the foot of Bonsberger, and out of bounds it goes, and they're going to give the ball to South Sioux. And Grand Island will get another chance down to 9 seconds to travel the length of the court. Get the ball into Fife. Fife pushes it up the floor. Long pass to Wickert. Pulls up for three. It's blocked right back into his face by Colby Bausch, and then a foul on Grand Island with 2.5 seconds left. Now Riker Fife commits his third personal foul. And a chance here for South Sioux to get one more shot away, even if it's from half court, 2.5 seconds remaining. As you heard at halftime, Tino Martinez told us earlier today, Omaha Central and Oak Hill Academy playing next year, two of the top teams in the country. South Sioux 2.5, they get it into Gazelle, gets across half court. Boy, he dribbles a long way, and his shot comes up short at the end of the third quarter of play. Your score is South Sioux City 60, Grand Island 45 here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're back with the fourth quarter in a minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. And we've already got some pushing and shoving to start the fourth quarter at South Sioux City Ball. Gazelle is trying to get his position established. Riker Fife's trying to get the room, and so they just throw it into Gazelle. And Mike now will bring the ball across the timeline. 60-45, South Sioux City. Grand Island outscored South Sioux 17-9 in the third quarter. And trying to make the steal out top, a foul on Nick Wenz. We could be here a while. That's the sixth foul, but after this, everybody's shooting free throws. South Sioux called for 9 fouls in the third quarter of play. South Sioux to throw it in out towards midcourt to Gazelle against Riker Fife for the one-on-one. Left-hand dribble goes into the corner to Grove. Picked up there by Fultz. Islanders have went man-to-man. They've been that way most of the game. They started the game kind of a trapping zone. Didn't like the way that went. Gazelle drives, gives it off to Jensen. Foul as he misses the shot. As Taylor Jensen will go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Nick Wenz is his second. 21 points for Mike Gazelle all in the first half. 16 points for Austin Groth. For Grand Island, 12 for Riker Fife. Last quarter, Grand Island was 9 of 12 at the line. They're 8 of 11. They're 9 of 12 for the game, 9 of 13 for the game for South Sioux. And Jensen, who's 0 of 2 at the line, will shoot 2 here. The first one is up, and it's right through there. 7 points for Taylor Jensen. 61-45. Here comes Vomkuth Luau. And the second free throw now coming up for Jensen. On the way, and it's good. So Taylor squares and hits them both. 62-45, South Sioux, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter of play. Bilesberger into the front court, guarded by Bausch. Over to Fife, ball fake there on Caden Moore, who's back in after tweaking his ankle last quarter. Fife trying to find some room, skip pass all the way into the right-hand corner to Bilesberger, but was standing on the sideline and went out of bounds. Turnover number 19 for Grand Island. South Sioux has 7, although 5 of those were last quarter. Gazelle now to throw it in. Guarded by Fife. Good pass up to Groth. That just shows how good he is. Throws it about 15 feet, covering out of bounds all the way, but it had enough spin on it that it bounced in, and he picked it up, and Gazelle at the other end. He wants to score, and so he does. Takes it at the double team, scoops it off the glass, and he now has 23. First bucket of the half. 3 at the other end for Grand Island. It is no good for Sullivan. Rebound brought down by Jensen. Jensen is fouled on the way down. And it's on Riker Fife. And now 4 on Fife. So a 1-1 coming the other way. And at the line should be the big fella, Taylor Jensen. And Fife must have got cut out there. They're going to have to bring him over to the side, maybe a little scratch. So Taylor Jensen, who just made 2 free throws, will be there to shoot 2 more. Again, Heartland Lutheran and SEM still to play. That's our final game here at the Heartland Events Center in our Hoops Classic. And in is Spencer Wichert. And everybody moving a lot slower right now. It has been a high-tempo game. Slowed down a little bit here in the second half. Free throw is on the way by Jensen. It is too strong. Rebound comes down to Grand Island, and Luau is 4th of the game. To Bilesberger. Bilesberger into the front court, hands it off to Fultz. 64-45 South Sioux. Fultz onto the wing. Bilesberger to 3-point shot is no good, and Groth will come out of there with the rebound. Gives it off to Gazelle. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. As Gazelle crossover, takes Fultz to the hoop, puts the shot up, missed it. Fultz had pretty good defense. It goes off of Jensen and out of bounds to Grand Island. Your exclusive home for all 8 games in the Heartland Hoops Classic. It is Classic Hits 98.9 on ESPN Radio. And a timeout called here by South Sioux City. 6.5 to go in our basketball game, 64-45 South Sioux. We're back in a minute on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
After tonight, Grand Island is back home on Tuesday to play Bellevue East. Next Thursday, they're at Kearney, and then they wrap up the regular season hosting Columbus next Saturday night. So three more games for the Islanders. And they have the ball right now. Well, they had it, and the ball's tipped out of bounds off of South Sioux. For South Sioux City, they go into Iowa to play their last two games. Sioux City North on Tuesday. Well, they'll host the games, but they're playing Sioux City North Tuesday and Sergeant Bluff Lutton on Friday. It is Grand Island basketball, but they haven't scored yet here in the fourth quarter, trailing 64-45 to South Sioux. And the ball kicking it out will be Caden Moore. So again, they'll have to throw the ball in. South Sioux's defense has been outstanding in the basketball game so far tonight. And again, Grand Island will inbound it. Islanders have taken much better care of the ball since the first quarter. That was just an onslaught. 10 turnovers for Grand Island, 26 points for South Sioux. And here the ball is dribbled off of Fultz's foot and out of bounds. Even when the basketball goes off his foot, it goes a long way. The outstanding punter and defensive back here for the Islanders. Gazelle's got the ball in, and he's really turned it down a notch here in the second half after getting 21 in the first half. Gets it to Groth in the right-hand corner. Looks back up top, nothing there on the post. They get it to Jensen, and he is going to be fouled by Luau, his second. And Taylor Jensen will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. He's 2 of 6 at the line, has 8 points, 6 rebounds, and a block, according to our book. Again, if you joined us late today, we've already had 6 games finished up. It started with a bang. Kiltner, the defending D2 state champion, saw Overton miss a 3 at the horn to win it 43-41. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Nick Wenz. St. Cecilia beat Northwest beat St. Cecilia 55-38. Here Gazelle goes for the steal, ends up in the crowd. Can't get the shot away. They give it off Bosberger. He drives. His shot no good. Rebound grabbed there by Bosberger. Kicks it out for a 3. Wickard, and he makes it. Doesn't matter how it goes in for Spencer Wickard, and he has got 9 points. In the basketball game at the other end. They try to get something going and stepping out of bounds. South Sioux, some of these passes onto the sideline here. You see the heel standing out of bounds, and that's happened to each team. Other scores from earlier today, Adams Central 40, Pierce 27. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. In overtime, Donovan Trumbull beat Grand Island Central Catholic 59-48, and Minden takes care of Gretna 55-35. Here we've got 5:10 to go, 64-48 in favor of South Sioux. Driving in, the shot is going to be blocked in there. I think that was Rogers that got a hand on it. And the ball goes out of bounds to South Sioux. 64-48, the lead has been as much at 23 at half. And then South Sioux has only scored 13 points in the second half, make it 15 as they get it underneath to Caden Moore, and Moore will lay it up and in, 66-48. But after 51-point performance in the first half, South Sioux is exactly the opposite here in the second half. Grand Island has been pretty consistent the whole way, but now they turn it over again. Islanders' record is going to even out at 9-9. South Sioux will go to 13-6. Bausch is going to check out. And Sky Aldridge will check in. Sam Foltz is back in for Grand Island. So Fife, Foltz, Wickert, along with Wenz and Bosberger in there for Grand Island. And they've got the ball defensively. South Sioux City makes a long pass to break the press. Aldridge gives it off to Moore. Moore with the two-on-two didn't want to take the shot. And he'll wait for Mike Gazelle to take the basketball. Started to drive there on Fife, brought it back out. Riker's going to come right out. He's up to the challenge. Mike goes by him into the paint, dishes it off underneath, and a foul called on Grand Island's Nick Wenz. To the line will be Nate Rogers to shoot a pair. Wenz with his third personal foul. Fife has taken this challenge of guarding Gazelle to heart here. And so Rogers at the line for the first time tonight. Hit a three-pointer last quarter. Those have been his total points. He hits the free throw here. Checking back into the game is Rauch Rahm for Grand Island. 4:23 remaining, 67-48. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw is also good for Rogers. 5 points for him. 68-48, South Sioux City with the lead. And Grand Island with the basketball. Wichert down to the corner. Trying to drive his Bombsmarker. Cut off there by Aldridge. Kicks it out to Fife. Back to Will. Tries to make a pass through the paint. Somehow Wickert got it, but then he missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Austin Groth. And he'll leave it off for Gazelle. They force him to the right-hand dribble. Fife pushing him that way. Drives. Kicks it into the corner. Groth for three. Hits it and a foul. It's like the third time we've seen that happen so far this evening, and a chance for a four-point play here for Austin Groth, who just hit the three to give him 19 in the game. 7-21 from beyond the arc now for South Sioux City. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we finish. And the free throw now for Groth. On the way, and it is good. Austin 3 of 3 at the line, 20 points. Four rebounds, 72-48. So just like that, the lead goes out to 24 after it had been down to 16. An 8-0 run by South Sioux. Fife a long three at the top of the key. It won't go. Rebound, fought for, offensive rebound, pulled down by Rahm, and he is going to be fouled and will head to the line to shoot two. Foul will be on Austin Groth. That'll be his second. And at the line to shoot the two, Rauch Rahm, who made his first two free throws last quarter and hits this one. 6 points for Rahm, all in the second half. 72-49. Next free throw on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Caden Moore. And Moore with his fifth board of the game, and up the floor comes Gazelle. Mike draws the double team. Throws over the top into the corner to Roush. Gives it up on the right elbow. Nice pass to the back cut. Layup up and in for Nate Rogers, and he will be fouled. Beautiful ball movement. Caden Moore on the assist, and Nate Rogers a chance for a three-point play on the South Sioux end. So South Sioux has woke up again here in the last 2 minutes. They want to finish strong, up 74-49. Free throw in and out, no good. And Riker Fife will have his fourth rebound. Up front court to Bosberger and Colby Bausch with the hand check, his third. And two free throws for each side now. We've been to the double bonus for a while. And Will Bosberger, 0 of 1 at the line, just one bucket in the ball game here today. Averages about 5.5 a game, but that free throw no good. Foltz, who averages 9.5, has just 2 points. Fife right at his average, and South Sioux going to clear the bench, and that'll be it here for Mike Gazelle. So Austin Groth and the rest of the starters coming out of the ball game. So the fans got what they came to see, and I'm expecting to see a drove to the parking lot on this very chilly Saturday night as it is getting late past the 9 o'clock hour. Second free throw, Bosberger is up, and it is in. Three for Will, 74-50. And Grand Island to throw it in here. Checking in for the Islanders will be Pierce Almond, a 5'10 freshman. Coach Hopel told me he's a pretty good shooter. South Sioux with the basketball, though. Driving in, dishing it off into the paint, into the hands. We'll try and get some of the names in there. That is Jimmy Sedeby in. You've got Mike Offerman in. Also number 5, Scott Manley is in. Left-hand corner, Jordan Comstock is in. Pass over to the right side. The shot no good by Manley. Rebound pulled down by Comstock, and he will be fouled. So more free throws. A lot of fouls in tonight's basketball game. And at the line to shoot 2, Jordan Comstock. The 6'3 junior puts it up, and it falls off the front of the rim. No good. Also in for the Islanders, Jake Bruner. Second free throw is good. So Comstock gets 1 of 2, and it's 75-50. South Sioux City leads it by 25. After it was down to 16 and Grand Island was making some noise. And a timeout called here by Grand Island holding the basketball is even Schutte. So timeout on the floor with 2:42 to go in the basketball game. It is Grand Island trailing 75-50 to South Sioux City. We'll be back in a minute.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
With our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, Doug Duda back with you here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, playing out the string in our 7th of 8 games today. Hunter has it for Grand Island. He's in there with Wickert, along with Schutte. Schutte has the ball, kicks it over on the left wing. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by Pierce Allman. Rebound comes out to South Sioux and Scott Manley. Into the front court they come with Mike Offerman as a lot of the kids off the bench are into the game right now. Stepping into the right-hand corner to Manley. Skip pass. Oh, tried to lob it up high there for Comstock. Jordan didn't catch it cleanly, but he saves it and gives it off to Austin Fritzen. Fritzen will drive. Double pump. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Grand Island and Jake Bruner. Bruner is fouled. So we'll go to the other end and shoot 2, but Grand Island with just 5 points here in the fourth quarter, 2 free throws and a three-point bucket. All 15 more have been put up by South Sioux City. And the first of 2 free throws is on the way, and it's good. So Jake is in the scorebook here tonight. Checking in now for South Sioux City is number 12, Modi Abdissa. Abdissa checks in with number 50, Memo Ortiz. Second free throw on the way, no good, and Ortiz will grab the rebound. Make the outlet pass to Offerman into the front court here for the Cardinals. Against the Islander man-to-man with a minute 50 to go, it is Manley in the left-hand corner. Takes a couple of dribbles to the high post. Back cut, pass is deflected away, but picked up there by Abdissa. And he'll throw it out to Ortiz. Right side again, Manley. Islanders playing good defense. This trip down the floor, but a reach-in foul, as we say that, will send Jimmy Sedeby to the line to shoot 2. Fouls on Bruner. First on Jake. 1:35 remains here in the Heartland Events Center, Heartland Hoops Classic marquee game of the year, as the free throw is up and in by Sedeby. And Mike Gazelle put on a show early with 21 first-half points. He'll end up with 23. Second free throw is up and in. Sedeby hits them both. And checking in, Jordan Comstock again for South Sioux. 77-51, a minute 35 to go. Largest lead of the night for South Sioux. They've extended it by 10 here in the fourth quarter. Hunter into the front court. Needs some help. Comstock steps in front, makes the steal. Jordan into the front court, leaves it off for Offerman, left corner, kicks it back out to Ortiz. He'll drive, good pass over there to Abdizi. Abdizi comes in, has his shot blocked by Jake Bruner. It comes out to midcourt, run down there by the Islanders. They give it to Hunter. Hunter is fouled as he brings it to the hoop by Scott Manley. One of our officials must not have anything else to do tonight. He has called a bunch of fouls here in the fourth quarter. And at the line to shoot two is Elijah Hunter. He got a couple of buckets back in the second quarter when he was in. Puts his free throw up and in. 77-52 South Sioux City. It looked like this game was headed for a record as far as points. Palmer put up 85 in 2008, and South Sioux's not going to get there tonight, it doesn't look like. Second free throw rolling around, still there, and it falls off finally. And the ball will be grabbed by South Sioux City, but then as they head up the floor, a whistle, and it looks like a foul. Mike Offerman, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. I guess they could get there if we shoot a lot of free throws, but Neil Kilchristy back in 2008, one of the first games ever played, the Heartland Hoops Classic, went off for 37. The most points in a game, Boys Town and Granola Northwest, that first year scored 145 total. First free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up, and it is good. So Offerman hits one of two. Makes it 78-52. The 23 points for Gazelle won't even get him in the top 10 scoring leaders in tournament history after getting 21 the first half. Driving in, the pass for Grand Isle will be deflected and given up. And then knocked out of bounds with 53 seconds to go. And right now both teams are kind of shuffling in substitutes that have already been in the game. And it will be South Sioux ball. Get the ball in to Manley. They get it to Ortiz, who gives it back to Manley. Midcourt with 45. Brings it to the right wing. Dribbles into the corner. Got it knocked away. Steele is main. Coming up the floor with it is Pierce Allman. Allman takes it all the way in. Has his shot blocked by Ortiz. And Memo picks up the basketball and finds his teammate, Jimmy Sedeby. 30 seconds to go. Right-hand corner three is on the way and in for Scott Manley. His first bucket of the basketball game. That'll get South Sioux to 81. Here's Hunter into the front court. Gives it off to Schutte. Schutte will shoot the ball and hit it. Evan with the bucket. His first one of the game. 10 seconds to go. South Sioux, will they take another shot? Into the front court with it is Manley. Manley with five, with four. Doesn't look like he will. And that is the end of the basketball game. Thanks for coming, South Sioux City. They put on a show, especially in the first half, and they take care of Grand Island here this evening, 81-54. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports may have closed their retail store in Kearney, but their main office and distribution center in Ord is still open, and Misco still has the same staff in Kearney out and about to service the schools, the teams, the clubs, and organizations that they have continued to service for the last 40 years and will do so in the future. If you have any questions, you can contact their main office at 728-5261. Let's take a look at the final numbers now in the basketball game. First of all, for Grand Island, Sam Foltz, 2 points, three rebounds. Will Bosberger, 3 points, one rebound. Skylar Sullivan, 6 points, four rebounds. Jake Bruner, 1 point, one rebound, one block. Nick Wenz, 4 points, a team-high 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. Riker Fife led the Islanders tonight, their leading scorer on the season, 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block. Evan Schutte had 2 points. Elijah Hunter, 5 points. Spencer Wickert, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Rauch Rahm, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Bumkuth Luau had 4 points and 4 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half, 12 of 19 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in both halves. Turnovers, 15 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Grand Island had 28 points in the first half and 26 in the second half. The Islanders finished with 54 points, 31 rebounds. They were 13 of 20 from the free throw line, 2 of 14 from 3-point land. They had 4 block shots and 23 turnovers, but Grand Island now has lost back-to-back basketball games after the defeat at Lincoln North Star last night. They're now 9-9 on the season. They will host Bellevue East Tuesday, go to Kearney Thursday, and have the regular season finale hosting Columbus next Saturday. We'll look at the final numbers for South Sioux City right after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Back on the Visco Sports postgame show. Final numbers now for South Sioux City. Mike Offerman, 1 point, 1 rebound. Colby Bausch, 8 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Scott Manley hit a 3-point bucket. He had 1 rebound. Mike Gazelle, 23 game high points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. 21 of those points were in the first half. You go to Nate Rogers, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Austin Fritzen, 2 points and a rebound. Austin Groth had 20 points, 4 rebounds. Sky Aldridge, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jimmy Sedevy, 2 points. Jordan Comstock, 1 point, 1 rebound. Caden Moore, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Memo Ortiz, 1 rebound, 1 block. And Taylor Jensen, 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. 12 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 11 in the first half, 11 of 17 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 15 in the first half, and 3 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 6 in the second half. South Sioux had 51 points at halftime, scored 30 in the second half, and the Cardinals finished with 81 points, 30 rebounds, 18 out of 28 at the free throw line, 8 of 22 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, and 8 turnovers. And in their inaugural game at the Heartland Hoops Classic, South Sioux City wins it 81-54. They improved to 13-6 on the season. They will be home Tuesday against Sioux City North. So again, that final 81-54 earlier today, Giltner held off Overton 43-41. It was Grand Island Northwest 55-38 over St. Cecilia. Adams Central 40-27 over Pierce. Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. Donovan Trumbull defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime 59-48. Minden beats Gretna 55-35. And again, South Sioux 81-54 over Grand Island Senior High. One game left. We're about 18 minutes away from SEM and Heartland Lutheran to finish things off here today. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, continuing to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of our area. Misco Sports. For our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in about 12 minutes at 9:30 for the final game of the 2012 Heartland Hoops Classic.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust, or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.